Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. We're going to have a fabulous show today about a brand new word to a lot of people's language, theta healing. So don't freak out yet. Not everybody knows what that's about, but we'll be more than happy to walk you through and help you listen to what theta healing is. Because when we think of healing, some people, they think of healing as going to the doctor. Others think of it as energy healing. Others think of it as spiritual healing. So there's a lot of different types of healing in the world, and we're just adding another, theta healing. So today, I don't know about you, but it's a pretty gloomy day here in the South. It's raining. It's hot. It's kind of muggy. And, you know, it just looked really icky outside. But then I watched the rain fall down, and it was clearing off my patio, and it was watering my plants for me. So it did have a purpose. So if you are someone who is stuck, and believe me, if you just turn left or right, the people around you are stuck. And they may not want to say that. They may not know what it means. But a lot of people at times get stuck, and they feel like they just can't go forward, or they just don't know what the next step is. Or, man, you know, I am so messed up. I really want to throw everything up in the air, lay down on the floor, and look up at the clouds. So how do you get out of that stuckness? But just like the rainy day that's washing off the patio and watering the plants, think of your stuckness to have a purpose. It does have a purpose. It puts you in a place. It holds you there. And it lets you know the colors of the wall. How deep is the ground? What does the sky look like? And how do you feel? So that's very, very important to know, because when you're going through healing stages, you need to know how these relate to yourself. What is your level of awareness at that time? And what purpose did that stuckness have? Did you really learn something? Because if you don't, believe me, the next month, the next 2 months, you're going to be back in the same position. So today we're going to learn also about taking out the trash, getting rid of all this stuck energy, clearing it all out, and then putting in the good. So today, my guest is Tiffany Bill. She is a theta healer, and she will be telling us all about what that means. I've been following Tiffany probably for about a little over a year now, and watching her progression as she has learned and mastered about theta healing, and how she has also taught other people to be able to work with their clients. So I'd like to welcome Tiffany to the show. Tiffany, how are you today? And thank you for being with us.
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on here. And it's definitely gloomy in California today, too. So but I feel you on that.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful to be on this show. I love talking about, you know, changing your life and being stuck and learning how to get out of that and, you know, sharing my personal stories and hoping to inspire someone or hoping to have that light bulb go off so that they can experience more happiness and joy in their life. So it means a lot for me to be on the show. So I really appreciate it and thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here. You know, I think what almost everybody can relate to about the stuckness issue, if you don't deal with it today, it's coming back next week. It's sort of like you take out the garbage, but you didn't wash the garbage can, and it still smells, you know? It's always going to come up, you know? It's always going to be there. You know, and there's a lot of people now in these days that are saying, oh, positive thinking, put it out there, only positive, nothing else. But if you haven't, you can put out the positive, but when those overwhelming things that are stuck in the back come up, it's really important to sometimes take a step back and work with that first and then go back to the positive. Because everybody thinks that, you know, oh, hey, I can just flip a switch, I'm good to go. And that's not at all what we're saying about healing anymore. So can you tell us a little bit about define like theta healing? I mean, even the word is like, okay, it's not in the regular dictionary, so we have to kind of make sure we spell it right, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so with theta healing, basically what it's doing is it's working with the theta brainwaves, and the theta brainwaves are the same brainwaves that are used, that are in use during hypnosis, during a really relaxed meditative state. So with theta healing, you are basically working with clients and just by being in their presence, whether it's on the phone or over Skype or in person, whatever it is, when you work with them and you sit down with them or work with them, you're taking them into that brainwave, into that state, and just by connecting with the energy of what we believe is a higher power, God, spirit, and to do the work, basically you just have to have a belief that there is something greater than you. And if you can accept that and you're open to that, then the modality will definitely work for you. Or just even believing in a higher universal power, it will definitely work for you. So just that belief and then sitting down, and then the energy will just automatically go into that space. And the creator of it, Vianna Stable, she actually would test people. She would test their brainwaves. She would test students and people who came to her workshops in Idaho Falls. And she would actually hook them up and see what they were going to. And every time when they were doing the healing work or meditating or in this space, which we call the seventh plane energy, which is that higher vibrational energy, basically their brain would go into that state of brainwave. So that is the brainwave that we primarily work with and use.
You know, I think as I'm much older than you, as I'm older, I find that I had so many of these crazy experiences all through life. And I can remember one time I was doing some medical rotations and I was in open heart surgery. And when you look at the patient and their blood is over in a container over on the other side of the room and their heart is exposed, and you just know that this person on this table is not really their spirit or their energy or their soul. And you just kind of look and you're like, it just doesn't look like the person. And you wonder, you have to believe that there is something bigger and more powerful than just the body. Because when they put that blood back in, that blood's not what gives you your energy, your spirit, and your soul to come back in. You know, but everybody waits for everything to work, and it's not just like a machine. You know, you just flip on a switch or you put in new batteries or something. There has to be something else that has us working.
Oh, yeah, there's something deeper. There's something, you know, and even, you know, when they've talked about even just like the cellular memories in your body, it's just amazing. There's just so much going on. And, you know, and even like theta healing will work with stuff like that. And I'm sure you've heard stories about people getting, you know, transplants and stuff like that, and having memories that person had, or, you know, it's so interesting. But there's definitely something more going on, and there's something, you know, especially when you think about like people meditating and having like past life visions, or feeling like there's a soul experience happening, or they've met somebody and they've known them before, or something like that. So there's just something definitely greater going on than people realize.
I know with a lot of surgeries and things, people will come out of it and they'll say, you know, I just went and I, you know, near death could have been an experience or something, and they may have had it at that time. Or even they come out of it and they say, you know, I just felt so quiet and at peace at that time. I know for myself, you know, the last surgery I'd had, it was so difficult for them to get me to wake up. And I just said, you know, that sleep felt so good. I was just in a place of, it was just so peaceful, so quiet, and just zoning, you know, that I didn't want to wake up. So when people
definitely
talk about, you know, what meditation and things like that, you can reach towards those type feelings if you've had them before and be able to move forward from that. But it is hard for people to understand what meditation is and be able to be in that space when, you know, they're twiddling their hair, they've got earplugs in, you know, they're screaming at their kids, they're tapping their shoes, and, you know, they're looking on their cell phone at the same time. It's like, really? you know, all of that really has to go away to be able to be in, you know, be in peace with yourself, correct?
I think so. And also, too, I've found, you know, for people that are busy like that, I understand, I am too. And what I will do is I will find ways to do, like, walking meditations. And I know a lot of people do that where you can either, like, for me, I will go outside and I will walk around and kind of be with the plants and the energy or the ocean energy and just kind of meditate with that and kind of feel that. Or even, like, I'll have my phone on me and my earbuds in, but I've got a meditation playing for me, and I might be doing things around the house or doing stuff, but I've got this, you know, these affirmations coming in or different things to help, and I, you know, I do like a walking meditation, and there's other times where I'm quiet and silent, and I'm sitting there and I'm meditating. So, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. It just depends, you know, it depends on your preference, but you can, I feel that you can become quiet with yourself even if you were walking around, and I've done it personally, and I've had a lot of clients do that too because it works for them. Or some people, even when they're running, they will meditate somehow. It's like they're running and they'll just kind of go into this other space where they feel peaceful and calm, but there's something about the run that helps them to get into that space.
Well, we have two callers. Can you, before we take the first caller, can you give us briefly just an idea? So Theta is, and if they were asking you on the show, I guess maybe, is it just words? Is it just meditation? Or is it, are you helping them, what are you helping them do, more or less?
It's actually really easy. It's like, to me, I've you know, researched a lot of different modalities, and I, you know, done Reiki before and done some other things, crystal healing, and it's very easy, and basically all it is, you go into a meditational state with the person, and it's a prayer, and it's asking for different things to happen for that person, and they can choose to accept or not accept those things, and they have, you know, it's their free will choice, because some people don't want to heal certain things, other people do want to heal certain things, so it's basically asking them if they'd like a healing on something. Or to do some belief work, which is something we can talk about.
Great.
Basically, it's working with them, asking them if they want it, and then the healing does not actually come from the healer. It's coming from a divine source, whatever you believe that to be, and then it's going into the person's body, and it's almost like, the best way to describe it is, it's like having your computer, and then maybe you're going to put a disc in, and you want to put in some information into that person or into the computer. So it'd be like putting a disc into a person that they're open to receive. And it could be something as simple as I know what it feels like to have joy in my life, or I know what it feels like to live without struggle. And it's putting that into their energy field and their body so that they can understand, and going there from that moment forward, they're able to take that knowledge. And then they're able to actually have some kind of reference point and then create that in their life. And it's all done through energy. And, you know, it works through belief. And people have to believe that it will work for them. And if they do, it will. But if they have any doubts or disbeliefs, a lot of times it just doesn't work for them.
Well, great. Are you open to taking a call?
Sure.
Okay, great. Okay, let's see. 480-797. Hello, and welcome to the show. What is your first name? Hello. Okay. We'll put them on mute for a minute, and we'll come back to the next person. Hello, is this 206? Welcome to the show, and what is your first name? Oh, goodness, everybody's on Robo today. Hello?
Hello?
Interesting. Okay, so I'm not sure. Hello? Maybe there's just a whole lot of static where a lot of people are today. So Could you, if you're holding for a call, if you want to just, you could hang up and dial back, or let's see, I can try to unmute it again and see if they're there. One hung up and call back. Okay, so let's try this other call again. Hello? No, it's not going through. They have a lot of static wherever they are. Okay. So could you tell us that if people are not open and willing to accept it, right, it can't harm them in any way, correct?
No way. I mean, I've actually, I work with people that don't want to heal stuff, or that they don't want the healing, or they want something but they don't want the other, and that's the beauty of it. It's kind of like it's your design, it's your choice, you know, you have, you know, because ultimately the person is healing themselves, and they are deciding what they want, what they don't want, and it's been rare, but when there's been big changes that somebody could experience that really scared them, and they realize that, oh my gosh, if I receive this healing or if I shift this in my body, I could change my life in this way, and it would be huge. It could scare them, and they might decide, no, I don't want to do it. You know, and I've had that happen before. But it's, most people do it, they want it. They're like, yes, you know, I'm calling you for the session. I want it, please. So it's rare. But, yeah, it definitely could not harm them.
Let's try this other caller again.
Sure.
Hello. This is Jeanette. You're on the air. Hello. Maybe they need to push one, but I think they're there. Hello.
There's somebody over there, maybe pushed it by accident.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air. What is your name?
Is that me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize I was on the air. I must have accidentally pushed the button, but I'll go ahead and ask a question.
Absolutely. Go ahead. And your first name?
My name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
And
okay.
I have a question about how do you recognize the difference between when you're getting information, insight from seventh plane versus from other planes.
Okay. So, basically another part of data healing, I don't want to confuse people, I'll just try to be as basic as possible, is the way that the book is called Data Healing, An Extraordinary Modality, and it's by Diana Stable, and you can get it on Amazon. And there's a chapter in there that discusses different planes of existence, and there's different ones. There's one for, you know, angels and guides and duality. There's another one that is about minerals and the earth. There's another one that about ancestors and connecting with that energy. There's another plane that connects to sacred geometry and, you know, those energies and the laws of the universe. So she kind of, like, there's seven of them, and she kind of divides that up, which is really interesting. So I think what you're asking is, how do you know the difference between connecting with what we call the creator, that higher divinity, and the basically, like, other lower divinities that maybe not for your highest and best? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, and being able to have better discernment so as to, you know, when there's different thought forms that might enter in, you know, how I would know, you know, that it's a message, divinely message for me, you know, versus if there's other things that I've picked up on, whether it be perfectly collective consciousness or, you know, my guides or the universal source.
So what I usually do is, you know, when I'm receiving a message that I'm not really, it doesn't really, the first thing is, like, your feeling. How does your body feel? And, you know, majority of people, you know, have a sensitivity or a feeling, and they feel things. Even people who aren't very spiritual, they just, you know, they have that intuition, they can feel. So the first thing that I always go into is, how does that make me feel? How does that message make my body feel? And I also ask myself, does that resonate with me? You know, how do, if I did follow that guidance, what would that do? You know, would that be positive? And I just kind of ask myself questions about that. And I also ask, you know, is this a fear-based message? You know, that kind of thing, because usually when you're connecting with the higher divinity, it's unconditional love. It's, you know, helping you to move forward. So it's maybe, you know, seeing what that message is and seeing how your body reacts to it and then going deeper. And then another thing that I always use is I use muscle testing, and muscle testing is basically communicating with your body and asking it questions and, you know, doing that in different ways, like standing the yes or the no, or you can use your hands to do the muscle testing where you can hold your hands together, yes and no. And I usually will ask my body, is this the highest and best message for me, or is this coming from divine source? And that really helps a lot. And usually with the first one, just feeling it, you'll get a really big insight. You'll be like, oh, this is not the right message. Because as intuitives, we pick up stuff all the time. So, you know, just asking your body and listening to your body, and you will be able to get a clearer insight.
So the body always gives a message based upon whatever the subconscious belief is, that accurate just as much as it is, whether it's not, it's in that first person's best interest.
Yeah. Well, and also too, you can, you know, you use your body not only as a way to connect with the subconscious, but also you can use your body as a way, as a divination device, just like a pendulum, or just like, you know, people will read cards or they will do different things. I mean, you can actually use your body as a way to commune with the divine. And muscle testing has a dual purpose. Number one, yes, to connect to the subconscious and to see different things that your body's needing or whatever. But also you can use your body to connect with the divine, and it can be very effective for both ways.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for calling, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We have another call. Are you ready?
Okay.
Sure. Okay, great. Okay, caller 480-797, you're on the air. And your first name? Oh, the static, huh? Hello. Hello, you're on the air. Lines don't want to work today, huh?
That's okay.
Okay. So, you know what, Tiffany, that does bring up a good topic, though, about good and bad energy and what we do pick up in our day-to-day life. Because there's been times, I mean, something as simple as, so if people don't, are new to Theta Healing and are trying to understand what this concept is around energy and picking things up, I often relate it to, you know, my teenage daughter. She walks in the room and it's like, I've been just doing my work stuff all day, and she walks in the room and the minute she gets ready to open up her mouth, it's like, oh, I could just feel it coming. That's energy. You know, or when your husband leaves the house and you're like, phew, man, you know, okay, now let's just open the windows and let all that out, you know, that's energy. Or another example could be you go to a party and you say, oh, man, this is just, I just need to get out of here. I can't wait. That's another example of energy. So for really basic types of energies, that's what that is, correct?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And if you want to look at a larger scale and think bigger, you know, I, in my belief system, you know, I believe we all are one and we all are connected in some way. So what that means is that on some level, we, you know, I don't know, this is a good example. I'll just give this as an example. So, you know, we have a huge natural disaster that just happened in the Philippines that was very sad, very traumatic. You know, many of you guys who are listening probably saw CNN and maybe you've donated or, you know, tried to send some things or whatever you've done. But it's possible that on some level, if we're all connected, that maybe, you know, maybe you took on some of that energy. After you watched that program, did you feel sad? Did you feel that, wow, you know, I really want to help? Or, you know, maybe there was something you took on, you know, from that. You know, it's totally possible. And a lot of times, when I work with people and we're testing some of these subconscious things that you guys are talking about, And we're, you know, I'm using muscle testing with them, and they're not feeling good, and they are people who are really sensitive, who can literally watch a program or know that something happened, and, you know, I find with them that maybe they've taken on the energy even of these huge world events, and, you know, they're just really sensitive for even the shootings that have happened or, you know, the different things like that. It's like they don't understand why they're so stressed or upset, and the truth is that they've probably taken on the energy of, you know, maybe their family or people around them, but maybe on a larger scope of what's happening in the world.
I think so, too. If you remember you might not, but a long time ago, it was when the Peace Corps has started in the 60s and 70s. And I can always remember mothers used to start to say, you see those hungry people in Africa, they don't have any food to eat, sit down at your table and eat the food. So they were watching something and relating that back, even though they had not realized what they were doing. But then every time they saw food on the table, it would just bring up in their memory, those people don't have anything, and why are you not eating it? So that's a very simplified pattern, right?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly how beliefs become embedded in you, because, you know, there could be a trauma and, you know, like you said, a parent could react to it or say something, mm-hmm. and then you take on that belief, and the belief could be that you always have to eat everything on your plate,
yes.
and that could be something you take care of with you for the rest of your life, and and you're kind of programmed to that, and that could lead to a lot of things. It could lead to, like, weight problems or, you know, having a fear that maybe, you know, you could become that child in Africa, and it's amazing because you can definitely, just from somebody talking to you or your mother or parent or whoever, you can take that on, and then it becomes a part of your life.
So we do have a caller from 480, and we've clicked on it a few times, and it didn't go through. If you're on 480-797, we're going to try to click into you again. There's a lot of static on the line. If you want to, please do come on. Thanks. So let's try this again. 480-797, you're live on the air. And your name? Hello? Hello? I feel really bad because this person's been on twice and they've held on for a while. Hello? Okay. We have another caller, though. Let's see. Yes, we do. Hello, you're on the air. This is 228-313. And what is your first name?
My name is Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. You have a question for Tiffany?
Yes.
Or do you need some help?
I need some help.
Okay, go ahead.
My job is ending next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And the company's letting me go. But I know it's for a better purpose, so that I can do what I'm supposed to be doing here to help people. Can you see... I just wanted to ask a question about that. Can you see that happening?
Yes, yeah, and I was getting also, I was hearing to meditate and manifest and focus on, you know, just like even positive things, like I'm open to receive, you know, what is meant for my higher purpose and, you know, that kind of thing. And I kept feeling like you might have some kind of belief that you have to learn through major losses. Do you feel like you have that happening over and over again, that you have to, do you have like major losses and you keep learning through that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, I keep getting that could be why this is happening and why you keep, you know, having these things happen. And also I feel that this, with this loss that you're having with this job, it's bringing up all the other losses too that weren't totally healed from you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so it's like really triggering you. It's big time. So, and I feel like just being aware of that is the first thing that, okay, this is really strong and really making me nervous because it's bringing up all these other losses and things that I've had. But I was definitely getting that the key to this is accepting and surrendering and letting yourself be guided on the highest and best path, but also knowing that, you know, you can create that, and you can, it's kind of like the feeling that I'm getting, the message is like, you are creating your journey, and it's like, what do you want to create now? And that you have this beautiful, I always talk about, like, that you can paint your life and you can create, it's like art. And instead of being afraid and being an ego and fear, what about, you know, it's like, what do you want to create? What do you want to bring in? And what would honor you? And I feel like if you ask yourself those questions and then work on, you know, putting it out there, that it would really help you.
We do have time, Tiffany, if you want to work with her. We have about at least 20 minutes more if you want to work with her for a few minutes.
Sure, sure. Yeah,
if she was willing, that's up to her.
Oh, yes. That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because I feel like I want to clear you on, I have to lose everything to learn through that, because I feel like that's really strong for you. Okay, so what I want to ask you is, how many other times have you had that loss where I have to learn through losing everything?
Probably 3-4 times.
Okay. And every time you lose everything, do you become motivated and you flourish and you actually start anew and it motivates you in some way?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. So, and also, are you feeling like you're having something where it's like your part of you dies and then you have a rebirth?
Yes, it does. That happens often.
Okay. Okay. And also, too, what I wanted to ask you is, I kept picking up some other stuff with instability with jobs. Growing up in your childhood, did either of your parents have issues with not being totally stable about jobs or worrying about money or worrying about taking care of the family? Did either of your parents have anything like that, too?
Worrying about money.
Okay.
And then my father lost everything in bankruptcy, so we've been through that whole thing of loss through losing everything, house and everything.
Okay. Alrighty. So do you feel that, do you feel like this whole thing is triggering all that other stuff? Like it's triggering even the stuff with your dad in some way?
Yes, it is.
Definitely. Okay. So what I'd like to do is, and this is really good because sometimes, you know, people are not sure if it resonates. So what I have them do is muscle test, but you're saying it totally resonates with you. So what I'd like to do is let's do some healing on you. Are you open to that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what I want to do first with you is I just want to release from you any cellular shock and trauma that you have from experiencing that with your father, and also every single time where you have had huge loss in your life and you've had to start over, and I'd like to release that from you and start with that. Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes, take a nice deep breath for me. I'm just going to walk you into the theta state, and this is what I do for everybody when we start. So I'm going to have you visualize that you're allowing the light from a higher power to come through the top of your head. It's going through every part of your body, and it's going through your feet, through the layers of Mother Earth, through the minerals, the crystals, the magma center, and then it's coming right back up through the layers of Mother Earth, up through your body, and then feel yourself connecting with the higher power, but also being grounded in the Mother Earth, and we are opening up a sacred space, an energy space of unconditional love, sacred energy, higher vibrations. Okay, and then just take another nice deep breath, letting that energy just be one with you. I'm like sweating so bad right now. Okay, so what I'm going to do first is pull that cellular shock and trauma. And also what I wanted to mention is that if anybody's listening right now that needs this healing, that's had this happen to them or who wants this, basically all you have to do is say yes when I'm doing healing on Sherry and you can receive it too. And I can even accept it myself. So are you ready, Sherry?
I'm ready.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask that the Creator, God, Spirit, Source, pulls all cellular shock and trauma from all these experiences where you've had loss, where you've had trauma with that, and also with your dad and experiencing that bankruptcy and any energy you're carrying from him with that. And we're going to send that to God's light and replace that with unconditional love, light, healing energy. So just take a nice deep breath in through your nose. Exhaling, okay. And I'd also like to release from you, are you pretty close with your dad, or have you been close with him or have a lot of love for your father?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I feel that maybe you took on some of your dad's energies and you felt like you needed to repeat his patterns for some reason. It was almost like a subconscious, like I'm honoring my dad, even though it was destructive. So can I release you of taking on your dad's energy and help you to know the difference between you and your dad and that you can love him without doing that?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do that. So creator of all that is, pulled from her any energies where she's taken on from her dad, where she felt like she needed to honor him by repeating his life pattern, and send that energy to the light, and then downloading her with understanding the difference between her and her dad and knowing that she can still love her dad without having to repeat his pattern, and then just let that go into your body, and then just take another nice deep breath receiving that. Cool. Very good. So on another note, so everything in our lives serves us in some way, even the negative stuff. So the pattern of losing everything and going through distress and trauma, it's serving you in some way because you keep manifesting it. So it might sound weird, but how do you think it's serving you to re-manifest this, and how do you think, what do you think it keeps you from?
I think it's keeping me from my life purpose because I keep on trying to, I don't know, maybe try to see if I can get it right. I don't know. It's a weird, weird cycle that needs to break.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because what I was getting intuitively was that this whole thing that's going on with you, it's kind of like just the surface stuff, and we cleared, you know, the stuff around it, but then basically, what I was getting, it's like a distraction, and because it sucks up your energy, it totally, you know, you're worrying about money, you're worrying about all this other stuff, but I feel like there's something deeper, and I'm getting a confirmation, it's like, it's with your life purpose. So, are you afraid to live your life purpose? Are you afraid that you're going to fail your life purpose? What do you think?
I guess I'm afraid that I'm going to fail.
Okay.
Because I really do want to live my life purpose. I do, you know, part of me wants to do it, and then there's something that's holding me back, so.
Okay, okay.
But I do want to live it, though.
Okay, so, and what do you, and for you, what do you, you know what your life purpose is. So if your body knows that, you know that, what do you feel like you want to do for your life?
I feel like I'm here to be a healer, to help people.
Okay, okay. So what is your biggest fear about being a healer and living your life purpose? What is the worst thing that could happen? What's the scariest thing and worst thing?
I guess it's because I'm worried about what people will think. Well, because I live in a very small place.
Okay.
I think that is my fear.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, and what if they thought something bad about you? Then what would happen to you?
But you know, thinking about it, it really wouldn't bother me.
Okay.
I mean, that is a fear, but I really don't, I'm not really worried about that though.
Okay, okay. So what if, what I was kind of getting to, and just see how this feels in your body, because you'll know if this is right, do you feel that maybe in a past life that maybe you were persecuted for, like whether it was religious or spiritual or having, like being a healer or helping others, do you feel that maybe sometimes people were against you and that you might have some kind of memory with that and that could be part of it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, does that feel pretty strong?
It does feel very strong, yes.
Okay. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to work with your, we call it in beta healing, for those of you guys listening, it's called the history level, and this is the level where your DNA has memories from past lives. And it also, interestingly enough, you can actually pick up memories from where you are located. So if you're living in a place that is known to be judgmental of other people or other, like, religions or, like, you know, self-righteous groups or whatever, you can sometimes take on that energy. So what I want to do is I want to release you of self-judgment, releasing others from judging you, and I want to release you from the past life and do a healing on that where you were judged or where you were basically persecuted for your beliefs. Is that okay with you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Okay. So first thing we're going to do is go into that past life, and I'm just going to ask that a healing happens in that past life where unconditional love is being just sent to that, and it's being resolved, it's being cleared, and any cellular shock and trauma from that past life that you have from being a healer where you were persecuted, I'm going to ask that that's released from you and sent to the light, and then replacing that with unconditional love, light, healing, and then just take a nice deep breath, just accepting that if you're open.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to give you some downloads on, I already know how to live without judging myself for who I am. I already know how to live without allowing others to judge me or taking it personally if they do. I already know how to know the difference between my thoughts and the land's thoughts. And I already know how to know the difference between my thoughts and the community's thoughts and where I live. And it's possible for me to know my truth without accepting the truth of others as my own. Would you like all of that?
Yes, I would.
Okay, let me just give you all that. Okay, and I'm just witnessing that, and then just take a nice deep breath. Okay, all right. So now what I want you to do is think about the past life stuff and see if it feels better in your body. How does that feel?
It feels a lot better. It feels really good.
Okay. Okay, so also with the, and also about your life purpose, how does that feel to you?
It feels good.
More positive? Does it feel like it could be something, you could, it's doable?
Yes, it's definitely doable.
Okay,
and
okay, that's good.
Exciting. I'm excited, yes.
Oh my God, that's different. That's good. Okay, okay,
yeah.
That's positive. That's good, okay. And let's think, and also let's go even further. So with this whole loss thing, do you feel that, is that something you need to even keep doing or manifesting?
No, I don't want to do that anymore.
That's good. Yeah, and I muscle tested you, and I just tested, I just had testing for Sherry. I need to learn through loss. I got no, and I'm checking, and I heard clear. And yeah, and you can, another part of this too is you can step into it in the way that you choose to. So if you choose to do a career, you know, some other career until you do the healing work, or you want to do both together or whatever, you have to remember that you're doing healing work no matter what you do. So whether you're a real estate agent or you are a nurse or you're a medical doctor, you are an author, you're a radio show host, whatever, you know, if you're a healer, you're doing healing work no matter where you are, and you already are living your purpose. And you're already doing it now. It's just taking it to a level where you want to take it. But you have the choice and the freedom to do that when you want to, how you want to. You can paint it however you want.
Okay. That's great. That feels good.
Does that feel better?
It does, yes.
Yeah. So you can manifest. And I want to show everybody how to do this. So would you like to manifest something to bring into your life that's positive? Since we did all that clearing, do you want to manifest something really cool to bring in?
Yes, I would. Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay. So what is something that you would like to manifest? For this next part here of your life, you have a huge clearing happening. So what do you want to bring in?
I want to bring in the perfect job, I guess, but I guess, yeah, it would be a job, because what I would do would be, so the perfect job for me.
Okay, Okay, and would you like it to be like a stepping stone and something that could you could help other people, and you could also, if you wanted to have your own thing on the side, that you could have that too?
Yes.
Okay, and how about joy, happiness, living without fear of money, and being able to focus on just, you know, releasing what no longer serves you and just moving forward, and if you are blocked, you're able to realize what that is and you can let it go with grace and ease. How about that too?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay, cool. All right, so I want you to visualize all these things and just feel it in your body, what that feels like, and you have this job and you're feeling good about it, you're helping others. If you want to do something on the side, you can. You already know you're a healer. You know you're helping other people. It's all with grace and ease. Feels good. And if things come up, you can instantly just be aware. Okay, and then what we'll do is we'll visualize that there's light coming in, just like we did before, from a higher power. It's going to mix with your manifestation, and then we're just going to send it out to the universe, and then just visualize like it's being sent out, just like an email or a beautiful, almost like, you know, like the, in when they send out a candle out in the water or to the sky, and we'll just send that out.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, and then just take a nice deep breath, and I'm just going to send you a download that you already know what this feels like, so you can have this in your life, and then just take a nice deep breath. There you go. You're cooked. You're baked.
That sounds good. Great.
Does that feel
Thank
better?
You. It does feel really good. Yes.
It's that easy. It's good. Yeah, it's that easy. And just focus on that. And things are going to come up. They always do. But if you can ask yourself questions on, like, where is this coming from? Or, you know, tune into yourself. And because all I was doing was I was asking your body, like, what was going on and what kinds of things were being triggered, and I do that on myself all the time, and you can do that too, and that will help you to you know, release this when other things come up too.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
Great.
Yes, that's good.
We good? Great.
Thank,
thank you,
you
so much for calling today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We have another caller, Tiffany, but before, in 1 second before we go to that caller, you know, it's definitely important, if you're listening to this on the archives, that you could still go through this process. Is that something that they would be able to do?
Oh my, yeah. I mean, definitely. And a lot of times when I work with clients, they record me. You'll put me on speakerphone, mm-hmm. and then they'll put the session, you know, recorded. And what they actually do is they re-listen to it over and over again. And the way that I was trained and taught is that you can re-receive the healing, and it makes it stronger each time. And the issues that, you know, people are calling in about, these are things that a lot of people have this stuff, where they're taking on their parents' energy, or they're afraid to live their purpose, or they have, you know, these, you know, being persecuted in a past life, or living somewhere where they feel persecuted. These are common things. So all you can, if you're listening to the archives, you can just say yes and receive it, and you can rewind it and listen to it over and over again. But I have a lot of people that do that.
Well, great. We have one other caller. Let's take this caller. Okay,
sure.
734-254, you're on the air. What is your first name?
Dana.
And your name, I'm sorry, Lena?
Dana.
Dana, hi, Dana. How are you?
Hi, very good, thank you.
You have a question for Tiffany, or do you need
yeah.
some help?
Yeah, actually, I know Tiffany. I've had readings from her before. And
okay.
I know she's very good. And I guess, Tiffany, this is Dana from Michigan. And
hi, sweetie.
Basically, this is regarding my ex who keeps on coming in my dreams. Yeah. And I wanted it to stop.
Okay, got it. Okay, so I remember this, yeah. It came up the other day, you asked a question, we never cleared it, but you asked what it meant. But
yeah.
Okay, so your ex is coming into your dreams, and every night he's coming in, or how often?
It used to be very frequent previously, but then I moved from my previous house, and in this new place, maybe at least twice a week.
Okay. And when you're having your dreams...
But it is still there.
Okay, so it's better. Yeah, and probably too, because houses hold energy. So like the everything, I'm sure your house was kind of holding the energy of him, and it was imprinted there. So it was like giving you, you know, you were remembering stuff from him. So in your dreams, is it scary or what is it like?
It's exactly the same that he's, you know, we are married and he's cheating on me and the other woman is there. And at the end of it, he goes with her and she's laughing, saying that, you know, no matter what, I win.
Okay, okay. And it's always the same thing where he's cheating on you.
The concept is the same, yes.
Okay, okay, okay. And then when you wake up, how do you feel?
Terrible. All of that day, you know, like at least half of the day, I'm stressed and I don't feel good about it.
Okay, okay, got it. Yeah, and I think even you talking about it makes you really upset. So,
yeah.
So what I was getting was that I was getting that you are reliving this. Part of your, it's kind of like your body is reliving it and it's coming out at night. And even during the day, you might be reliving it too, but you're not aware of it. And that may be why you don't feel that good during the day. But I was feeling like you're reliving it. And do you, so, and when you have those dreams, is it like you're reliving it over and over again?
Yeah. That's how I feel. And probably I do have a lot of anger or resentment in me for him, for whatever they both did. It has reduced, but still I feel that, you know, it's like it's unfair to me. That's
okay, it's unfair. Okay, it's unfair to you. Yeah. So with the anger, do you feel like is it hurting him more or is it hurting you?
I don't know about him because I do not try to even contact or, you know, but it's hurting me, yes.
It's hurting you, okay. So, and part of you knows it. Part of you is aware of that.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So even you went through this horrible scenario with your ex. It was very painful and it hurt you very bad. And do you feel that there's something like, even though he's gone, you still are, like, you still need to be hurt in some way? And it's like the energy of him is still there, and then you're hurting yourself by having anger, and it's hurting your body. So to bring it back to you, so why would you need to hurt yourself even after this is over?
Yeah, hurt in the sense, emotional hurt, you know, because it's emotional. It's not like, otherwise everything is going very good for me. I have moved into a new house. Everything is good, but it's the emotion. It's the living life just by myself when I had so many dreams and wishes, which all went away because of him. That's where my hurt is that, you know, he is still living the life that he has always wanted. He doesn't want marriage. He wants mistresses, and he has the money. Everything is there, but that wasn't my dream. My dreams and wishes are gone because he did something, and he's still living. So I think it's that kind of feeling that was unbiased, like I did not deserve it.
Okay, got it. Okay, so, but on some soul level, you brought this in, you attracted the situation, you attracted him, you know, that kind of thing. So if you still let it have power over you and, you know, affect you like this, it's only going to hold you back and it's going to keep hurting you. So, so what would help you, you know, to, because part of you holds on to this very tightly. So what would help you to let this go? Because it is definitely hurting you. And if you're wanting to meet a soulmate, this could definitely hold you back. So what would help you to let it go?
I don't know. That's what I want to know.
What would help you?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I was kind of getting to was that part of you still feels like it's your fault, and if you would have done something different or could have done something different, or like you're blaming yourself for it, and that what I was getting was that you might be punishing yourself now, and the dreams represent that, and just the feeling that you're getting in the anger, and it's kind of like if you could have only done things different, then maybe you know, it's like it's a punishment thing at what I was getting. Does that resonate with you in any way?
Yeah, it does. And but when I think rationally, I know it would have ended like this anyways. Doesn't matter me or some other woman, it would end because he's habitual of keeping mistresses, so it doesn't matter with whom he is. So, but yes, I do feel that, you know, there were signs where I could have alerted myself, but I still went on with it. And I set it up for myself, yes.
Yes, yes. So, definitely. So why don't I do this? I want to do some healing on you because I keep getting punishment stuff. So can I release from you or can I give you some healing downloads on knowing how to live without punishing yourself and understanding that what happened, that you can live without blaming yourself for his infidelity and that kind of thing? Would that be okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So go ahead and just close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath. We're already in that higher vibration energy because we did the seventh plane thing before. So, all right. So you already know how to live your day-to-day life without punishing yourself. And you already know how to live your life without blaming yourself for his infidelities. I'm going to just download that into your body. And I'd also like to help you to understand that you can still have dreams and that it's safe for you to have a positive outlook on life and dreams and good thoughts, and that you could do that without thinking that he took your dreams away from you. Is that okay with you?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me just send that to you. Okay. And I also would like to give you some downloads on feeling like you're a worthy person, a good woman, a good wife, and that you could live without feeling that you failed your family, failed your husband, failed yourself, and that you can know your worth and you could instantly know that and realize that right now. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just send that to you. And then just take a nice deep breath. Okay. So the other part of this is that I feel like you're not accepting this as real. Does that make sense? Like part of you has not totally accepted this. So what would happen if you did accept this, that this is really what happened, that it was really bad, but you can accept it and you can move forward? What would happen if you did accept it?
Yeah, I'll break free, I guess.
Okay.
It'd be very nice.
Okay. So do you think, what is the scariest thing about breaking free?
Nothing, actually. Now I think I'm prepared to break free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, because you don't, part of it is just like for you, I'm getting is that it's like, okay, this happened to me. It was really negative and it really hurt me. And my husband cheated on me. And, you know, that was really sad. And I went through a divorce and that was really sad. And I'm still going through it. And that's sad. And my family is, you know, it's a story. It's sad. And it's something you brought into your life. But part of it is accepting that, yeah, this is what happened. But you don't have to let the story control everything that happens this day forward. And, you know, just because you guys had dreams together doesn't mean that you can, you know, you can still have your own dreams now. It's okay for you to, you know, if you're the creator of your life, then you can create new dreams. You always can. And it's okay for you to be free. And, you know, in that situation, were you really happy? I mean, think about that. And now you've given yourself this opportunity to be happy where you can have joy and bliss and goodness, and not saying to, you know, this is a part of you, but what about having a new life now where you can be happy and that new soulmate can come in and he's a soulmate that will respect you, love you, he will be, you know, faithful to you. Like, what if you had that in your life?
Yes, absolutely. That's what I wish for and that's what I want the most.
Okay. Okay. So let me do some healing on you about, I'm going to do some downloads on, I already know how to accept that this happened to me. And yes, it was very tragic, but I'm willing to live without it controlling my life. Would you like to have that?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I already know how to be free. It's safe for me to be free. I'm free of my ex-husband. I'm free of my old life, and I can embrace my new life without being stuck in my past life in this lifetime. Is that okay with you? Would you like that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And I understand that my ex-husband was playing a role for me to learn something, and I can actually bless him and thank him because now I can truly be happy and I can live without him and find joy and have the life of my dreams. Would you like that too?
Yes, it's tough, but I'll try to.
Okay. Okay, but you're willing to take it. Okay. All right. All right. And then I'm going to download that. You accepted it. I thought, go in. Okay. All righty. And then I want you to just sit with the feeling of freeness, like you are this beautiful butterfly and you are free. And you are. And you can be free without being afraid, that you could feel joy. And then what we'll do is let's just send your ex-husband's energy away. Can we do that?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what we'll do is we're just going to visualize him and his higher self and his energy. We're going to ask for any cords, hooks, attachments, any connections between you and him, that they are released, they're cleared, and we're just going to fill him with love and light, send him away, energetically separate, divorce the energy, and then just take a deep breath, and as you do that, you're letting him go. He no longer needs to come into your dreams. He no longer needs to energetically tap into you. You're letting him go and just breathe in the light, exhale his energy, and then just see how that feels.
Yeah.
Feel a little bit better?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay, that's good. Okay, and then how do you feel about being free? How does that feel?
Very good.
Very good. Okay.
Actually,
how do you feel?
My negativities in me have also had effect on my daughter and my relationship sometimes. It has become stronger since the time he left, but there are times when I'm upset and I take my anger out at her. I want that blockages to be cleared as well, where, you know, where mine and
okay.
my relationship is flourishing and we start understanding each other, and I don't blame her for anything.
Okay, okay. So let's do that. And why don't we? And what we can do with this healing is it's DNA healing, so we can actually link you to your daughter, and we can actually do a healing on both you guys. So is it okay if I have you close your eyes and visualize your daughter?
Yes.
And what we'll do is let's just send a healing of unconditional love to both you guys, and we're just going to do an energy shift on your relationship. And let's just ask that any negative energies are released from you guys, anger, resentment, grief, sorrow, frustration. And let's just release that from both of you guys, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to actually also release from you, because I feel like your daughter is reminding you of your ex-husband. Does that make sense to you? There could be certain situations or certain things she says, or just energetically she might, because she is, does that make sense? Or some kind of interaction between the two of you? Does that make sense in some way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So can I release also any need that your soul has to learn through your daughter reminding you of your ex-husband?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, please.
Okay, so let me just do that. So I'm just going to ask that any kind of trigger that's in place or any kind of soul trigger that's there where you need to learn through your daughter triggering you and she's reminding you of your ex-husband, that is released from you and sent to the light and replaced with unconditional love, and that you guys can embrace a joy-filled, loving relationship where you get along, you understand each other. I'm just going to download you with that if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then just take a deep breath. Take some deep breaths. And just I want you to visualize that you're letting all this energy out of your body that no longer serves you. And just keep breathing until you feel like it's lighter and lighter and lighter. And then let me know when you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Okay, so does it feel better?
Yeah, yes.
Good, that's good, yeah. And
it's very good.
It's good, and just let this play out and just see what, see about the dreams and let me know how that's going. But I feel that he'll no longer be in your dreams, and I think it was just part of what it was that it was accepting that it happened and honoring yourself with that it was painful and bad, but also accepting that you're free now and that it's okay for you to manifest happiness in your life and a soulmate and also having a better relationship with your daughter. It was just like letting yourself accept that energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yes. Good, good. Awesome. Yes. And you can also, what I would recommend too is just like I accept all things that are good to come into my life now, that are for my, you know, just affirmations, but I accept happiness, I accept joy, but some affirmations would be awesome just about accepting good things coming in would be good for you.
Yes, I will. And I do go to your website, you know, where you post an affirmation every morning.
Oh, yeah, good.
You accept it, yes. I have started doing that. It's very, very helpful.
Yay. Okay, cool. Keep doing that because it's going till December 5th, so keep doing it.
Yeah. Yes, I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thanks, honey. Have a good day, okay?
You too. Thanks, Tiffany.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
So, Tiffany, we went a little past an hour. I have a few more questions, though. Do you have a little bit of time left to keep going?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I have a question. You touched on a few things that I was thinking about. First, what we were saying before about someone listening to the archives and being able to get that energy to help also for them, that you did say that that is something that is very helpful for others. I know when you were doing it with each of these women, I did it also, and I could feel the same change. So I'm sure when people do it on the archives, they will be able to also have that help, correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I love about it, because it's like a gift to one person becomes a gift to, like, so many. And even as a healer, the cool thing is when you're a practitioner or a teacher of this work, as you're doing healings on other people, you can do them on yourself, too. And because, you know, everyone in some way, you know, that is coming to you is dealing with something that you might be dealing with or something that, oh, I might still need to heal that or I still need to work on that. It's, you know, it's like the people that come to you, they're coming for a reason. And it's almost like I can see myself in each person. And whether it's something that I'm going through currently or I've gone through, it's very cool because even as I'm doing it on myself too. And it's really neat. But, yeah, you can listen to it and do healings on yourself.
So can we talk for a second? I'm not sure if you want to talk much on this, but dreams. I know for myself, last night I don't know – I couldn't identify everything in the dream, but, man, when I went to get up this morning, I had to make a conscious effort to be able to bring myself back into the space to wake up. And I'm sure other people have had similar situations where they've said, oh, well, I was just tired and I didn't want to wake up. But there's also those that would have the experience that I said. You just felt like, gosh, you know, come on, I got to wake up, and they weren't able to. Have you had anybody speak about that, or have you had any experience with that issue?
Yeah, I've worked on it on multiple levels. You know, if we're talking like more like the medical intuitive stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, I've worked with, you know, it's for me, I've worked with a lot of people that have like adrenal problems, like where they cannot get up in the morning. So that is one part of it. The other part of it is it can be a spiritual thing where sometimes during the day we're so busy and it's like we're not really, you know, we're going to work, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're picking up our kids, and we're not really like paying attention to what's going on during the day or what we're feeling even sometimes. And a lot of times at night you'll get a lot of insight into, you know, what is maybe with her, she was getting stuff with her ex-husband, so it's kind of like she needed to heal
right.
that, so it kept coming in. Other people, they're actually receiving healing at night, and even, you know, they're, you know, maybe they're getting, like, maybe part of it, they don't want to get up because there's something happening, like they're actually receiving some kind of healing energy, and something's happening, and they don't really understand it on a, you know, a conscious level, or, like, they can't really comprehend it, but something is happening, and their body temperature's raising, or they're feeling something, but, yeah, I mean, that could be a part of it, too. There's so many different ways to look at it, but, yeah, definitely.
Because there's times when you go to sleep and you wake up and you say, man, I'm so tired. I don't know where I went in my dreams, but I was definitely out working somewhere, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and,
astral travel.
Mm-hmm. Do you have much information about that, or can you add anything to that?
Yeah, sure. So astral travel is really amazing. A lot of us do that, and sometimes I've, for me personally and people I work with, they'll work all night. Like, they'll be doing, like, I'll have somebody message me and say, oh, you worked on my intuition last night. I saw you in my dreams. They're like, okay, I guess I was busy. And then I'll tune into my body and I'll ask for, like, a memory and I'll get yes. And I'll be like, oh, wow, I guess I was. But, yeah, I mean, you can definitely be really active at night and in your dreamlike state. Also, meetings can happen where you can go to, if you're, like, for example, if your soul or spirit is part of a mission that's, you know, bringing something into this earth, whether it's with nature or with women or with the government, whatever your mission is, you have some kind of mission here, it's possible to also have meetings at night about your mission, about, you know, where you're meeting with other, you know, people or spirits where you're meant to bring something out and you're getting more information, and it's like you wake up in the morning and you have more information. So, yeah, astral travel is 100% possible, and if you don't want to do it, you can actually ask that you stay in your body at night, but a lot of people do like to do it, so it just depends on what your preference is.
And I've found that it could be the past you could be going to, it could be the future, it could be just the present. There are those different areas you can go, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, definitely, and you can definitely also, you can receive intuitive messages. For me, before, about an hour before I get up in the morning, I get information about every single person that I'm going to be working with throughout the day. And that can include where, because I do mediumship work too, so like literally I might have some deceased people coming in, I might have some animals coming in, I might get, you know, I might, it's kind of like a debriefing where it's like, okay, you know, you're going to work with this person today and they have a lot of issues with success and they need to be, they want to be successful but they have blocks. And I'll literally be given for an hour information about different people or situations that I'm going to have to deal with for the day, and it like it's put into my body, and it's kind of like an intuitive message. But yeah, and it's regard, and even with my life too, it's really interesting, but you can definitely get a lot of intuitive stuff when you're sleeping.
We have just a few more minutes. Can you give us a little bit insight about your medical intuitive work?
Sure, I'd love to. So I used to work actually in the medical system, and I was actually going to school to become a nurse. And I worked in the hospital. I worked on every unit you can imagine, so from surgical to hospice to just a medical unit to rehab unit to mental health, and I did a lot of work. And I loved it, but I found that it just wasn't the right fit for me, you know, physically and just emotionally, you know. But it was really wild because when I did work in the hospital, my intuition was really powerful and strong, and I would just pick up stuff with people. I would be like, you know, this person is going to crash. I just feel it. And a couple minutes later, the nurses are in there, and they're, you know, so they would ask me to, like, monitor people and stuff because I would have this intuition, like I knew something wasn't right, or, you know, we would talk about, you know, the nurses would say things, and I would say, gosh, I just feel like there's something else, and or I would, you know, feel like somebody was going to fall, and I would literally walk in that room, and they were in the process of falling, and they would, so I would always pick up on stuff with people, and it was really interesting, and that's how it kind of started. And as it grew stronger and stronger, basically I had people starting, you know, I was doing the healing work and the readings, but people were asking, they were coming to me and they were really sick. And this was before I did baby healing. And they would want to know if I was picking up things. And what I would do, what I would look inside their body with using my third eye, and I would actually be able to see different things going on, whether it was a tumor or whether it was inflammation around a certain area or digestive issues or whatever it is. But it was like my eyes would be drawn to whatever that, you know, issue was, that medical issue. And I don't diagnose people. I just say, you know, I feel that there could be something going on here. Do you know? And they'll say, yeah, I have digestive issues. So I do it in a way where it's very gentle, where they're saying, you know, yes, there's something here. So that is something that I use all the time. And then as time went on, I developed my abilities to actually be able to see with my naked eye. So now I can, like, you know, look at people, and I can, like, look inside their body just by looking at them and just see, you know, maybe they have a blood glucose issue, or there's, you know, maybe they've had a miscarriage, or maybe they've got some fibroids, or there's circulation issues or whatever. And I've trained myself to do that because beta healing really empowered my gift. And what it's called is it's remote viewing, and it's the ability to look inside the body, or you know, see distances, like see somebody distantly, like maybe you're trying to see somebody in another country and you can actually see them. You can use it in many different ways. But, yeah, that's kind of how I use it. And then what I do is I take it to a step further and I go into what are the emotional causes for why this is manifesting. And then that's how I help people to see, like, why it's being created, how it serves the person, and then we do the healing work or whatever they want to do with it.
Sounds really great. More or less, if anyone even calls you for an appointment, there's got to be some realm you're able to help them with, but also in the place that they're in. It's not like you're saying, you need to understand my theta or you need to understand my medical intuitive part. You're just needing to say, I need help. Can you help me? And you're able to adjust that, you know, across all realms of your knowledge to be able to help almost everyone that would call, I would think.
Everybody, yeah, and I have people on my students that come in for my classes. Some of them have never done any kind of, they just know that they are interested, but they don't really know. And by the end of day one, they're seeing in the body. So, you know, it's like I feel that if you're open and your body, your brain believes it's possible or that it could be, or if you let me show you that it could be possible, that, you know, yeah, I mean, anybody, any situation, any issue, whether love, abundance, emotional issues, health problems, it all can be. It's just the belief that that they believe it's possible.
Well, it sounds really great. Can you briefly say about how you teach others and the opportunities that you have and also your websites? If you could give that to our listeners, that would be great.
Sure, sure. So how I teach others. So I, you know, when I teach, I do, I have to teach in person because that's the way that the licensure works for the theta healing. So I offer classes in different states, and it's listed on my website, the ilovethetawebsite.com. It's ilovetheta.com. And basically they can, you know, look on there and see if any of them fit their schedule. And I have had clients flying from out of state to take the classes. They just felt drawn, and I usually tell people, like, if you're drawn to a teacher, it's for a reason. And some people are not drawn, and they want to learn the technique, but they feel like maybe it should be local. So there's over 100,000 baby healers as practitioners, and teachers, I don't have the number, but they're all over. So most likely in your city or state or country, you can find somebody if you don't want to travel. So, and that website is babyhealing.com, and you can look up classes and courses. And the classes, they vary from 2 days to 3 days to some classes are a couple weeks long. Just depends on the class and that I'm teaching. They're all different. And it basically is your choice on how many classes you want to take. But basically what's happening is you're learning how to, like deepen your gifts and abilities and how to work with clients. But in the process, you're clearing yourself and healing yourself. And that's the cool part. And when you're done with them, you're like a completely different person. I mean, I'm a totally different person than when I first started, and I've had huge changes, and that's what pretty much every person says who does them. It's very powerful. So, yeah, it's very simple and easy, and that's where they can find, you know, where the classes are. And then for people that just want to do private work but they don't want to take classes, that would be on tiffanybill.com, TiffanyBill.com, and that's where I have private sessions and private work.
And that private work can be done over the phone, and it also can be done on Skype, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm even doing it. What I'm doing now is I'm doing it over the phone, over Skype, and then I kept getting messages intuitively that you need to do email. So I thought, how can I do that? So what I'm doing now, too, is if somebody has an issue that they need help with, I will do a reading, and then I will actually send healing downloads with the reading on email, and then they can say yes, and they can get those, when they can redo them whenever they want and just receive the healing over and over again.
So there's a package or something or some help for everyone.
Yeah, definitely, whatever they need. And, you know, it's about, yeah, there's, you know, we've all had like really bad things happen to us. Most of us have, or trauma, but it's about being able to accept that, being able to look at patterns and where they come from, subconscious stuff, and whether it's this life, past life, collective energy, and then it's like releasing that and knowing that there's a different way and that you kind of have the power to change and make it better.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. I know a lot of the listeners were able to get some help, and when the listeners listen to the archives, they will also be able to get additional help and support. So it was really great having you with us today, and, you know, I hope that everybody's able to learn. Theta is not something that's, you know, a funny word in the dictionary. It is really something that will help your day-to-day life improve and move you past all of these blocks if you're stuck. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great. Have a great day.
Thank you.
So today, if you'd like to know more information about Theta, do visit Tiffany's websites. They are located on today's show page information. There are links directly to her websites where you can find out more information, what Theta Healing is, how Tiffany can help you, and also about other programs she has about if you want to become a teacher just like her, she does have those classes also. So thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a little bit longer show, and it's been a little bit kind of different show because we actually did have some healings on the show. If you need help, please do contact Tiffany. If you're stuck and you can't get through to her, you can always email me. It's Dr. Jeanette Gallagher at outoftheboxhealthcare.com. Tiffany's a wonderful person. I've been following her for over a year, and she does some great work, so I'm sure she'll be able to help you. Thank you so much for being with us today, and until tomorrow, have a wonderful day.